morning walking out of that deck, she turned. Snowy white clothes on her, black hair dripping down around her shoulders, her dark eyes looked like the splendor of youth. She died at 22 years old. She comes walking down to me. She held out her arm. I rushed her and her feet and bowed down my head. I said, "Oh, honey, I don't understand." She said, "Did you meet Sharon?" I said, "Uh-huh." I said, "Isn't she a pretty girl?" I said, "Didn't she send her, ooh, honey, that's a pretty girl?" I said, "She sure is." I said, "Where's Billy?" I said, "Honey, wait a minute." I said, "There's something wrong here. This is natural standing here." I said, "There's something wrong." I said, she said, "Bill, so you're so tired, aren't you?" I said, "Yeah." So you've been praying for the sick. And I had prayed for the sick in that day. So that's the reason. No, sometimes I pass out here in a pulpit praying. The other night I went with you and passed completely out of one night. I passed out for the next 24 hours at a time. And I don't know one of these nights. I'm going. That's true. I used to weigh 158 pounds, though 120 something now. I used to wear 38 coats, 324. I'm going. It's true. But I want to be faithful. Not do them things again that I did do. She said, "You're tired and you've been praying for the sick." I said, "That's right." She said, "Don't cry now." She used to console me and I think things would go all right. I'd come home and cry about it. She'd put her arms around me and go to pat me. She'd say, don't cry. She just stand up. And I raised up. She said, "Won't you sit down?" I looked over there. There's a great big three chairs sitting there. I looked at that chair. I looked back at her. She said, "I don't know what you're thinking of." Down on earth. One time, I went and bought a chair. I get so tired working and preach half the night and make all her calls and things. And I bought a chair that cost $16.99. I paid $2 down. I could pay $1.25 a month, I believe it was, on it. And I, you know, friends all, you know, how can you get, you know, tight places? And I missed just written up payments. I couldn't pay $1.25. And that's the only good piece of furniture we had in the house. And I used to like to go there and sit down in this chair, rest at night, maybe 12 on top, rest a little while, maybe read my Bible. And I got to the night and I couldn't make any sense. And notice that it's trying to get the chair. And I remember how she threaded me in that notice. She was a real girl. And she's gone. But I love her just the same. That's right. And she said, "I hate that to say them to you, honey. We didn't have nothing else. We just sat and make the payment." I said, "Sweetheart, I don't care about the chair. Just let it go." Finally, she kept it as long as she could. Finally, she had some come get. And I remember the day when they come and got it. That night, she had me cherry pie cooked. I always like cherry pie so well. She was trying to make me, you know, and she had the boys to do some fishing worms and she went, "I know there's something wrong." So after supper was over, we went into the room. I said, "Let's go in." She said, "Oh, let's go in fishing." She didn't even see the chair down. So then when I said, "Let's go in the room," so I had to put my arm around and walk into the room. When I walked in, then the chair being gone, she leaned her head over me and commenced to cry. I said, "That's all right." She said to me, "Man, I said, you remember that chair that they had to come?" I said, "Yes." I said, "Yes." She said, "That's what I said every time I get to heaven. It's paid for." Oh, friend. Look. I didn't think I'm a baby, but look. Someone said, "I said, Brother Ram, how do you ever get into rest?" I got to face the rest. One of these days, he will cross over on the other side. I got a chair that I can sit down in. It's about your time, I. Oh, forgive it. Oh, God, have mercy. And my mind goes back to those days. The place, the day that her grave is covered with snow, my precious darling baby lay there. I'm thinking of Easter morning, how her little boy, Billy, and I kneel over the side of the grave, four days, place in flower. I promise to God, I promise you, you forgive me, I do all that I can do for you. Help me, won't you, God? It's so hard for the people to see, Father, and believe. Won't you help me out? That was not only me, a baby before these people, but, oh, God, I pray that you'll let me be faithful until that day that when you call me to come home, rest your soul, my baby. God, let me be the father, the husband, the child of yours that you want me to be. Dear God, this afternoon, while we're here, if there's some here who doesn't know you, I pray that you'll forgive them also, Father. For we ask it in his name. Excuse me, friend. I just can't go on with it, but I'm tired and weary today. I got dropping clean at your service tonight. Maybe the last one ever getting. But there waits for me a glass of water where gates of pearls swing open wide. When I cross this vast fire, I'm going to camp up on the other side. Would you want to go over to? How many of you here today would like to meet me over at the other side? Is that a promise? Is that an appointment? I wonder, from the depth of my heart, I heard some do this. But I feel to do this. I wonder if there's another saved person here now. So just take the stand and say, Brother Bishop, pray for me again. If God hears, God bless you, brother. Somebody else, God bless you, sister. You. Stand up, that's right. All of you that have not received the Holy Spirit, stand on your feet. Stay praying for me, Brother Daniel. That's right. God bless you. Look at the all on your soul. Just stay remaining standing at the moment. Just remain every one of you. Unsaved. Full mercy. There's a land beyond the river. Just remain standing. There's a place that we meet again. Some 50, 75 people now. I wonder to hear if God hears my prayer to open the eyes of the blind, to heal the deaf and the dumb. Would you think he hear my prayer to pray for you? Would you think he will? All right. How many more of you would like to be joined in this prayer? Just raise up. How many of you are inside? I'm safe. Raise up. While the piano plays, I wonder if you just grab a gun and shake your hand at the altar. Let me shake your hand. Let's pray together. God wants to save you. Come here, let me shake your hand while the music is playing through. God bless you, sister. God bless you, sister. Just remain right here where you're at the altar. God bless you, brother. God bless you, sister. God bless you. God bless you, sister. And you. God bless you, sweetheart, children. God bless your little heart. God bless you. That's right. God bless you. God bless you, brother. God bless you and you, each one of you. God bless you. God bless you, sister. God bless you, my dear brother. God bless you. Oh, my, won't you come look at me around the altar?